This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth week of late summer. The past 50 years have demonstrated how small the world really is. We all live under threat of the same atomic storm. The continents have been homogenized by data and technology. We have learned that we are part of one another. This awareness of interdependence has done much good. The world, however, is even smaller than some would have us think, and unfortunately, the art of defining that space for oneself has been lost. It is considered back to the landish for any layman to read the sky. Reading one's own environment is almost unheard of. Educators currently mourn the death of cultural literacy in this country. The source of the problem could be the loss of a personal strawberry patch. The classics can only thrive in the moral equivalent of a walled, personal subsistence garden that has its own familiar and peculiar sun, its own clouds and rain. Is this romantic, reactionary, noble savagism? I don't think so. The 21st century will be another age of faith. Filtered censors, pre-interpreted information is already revelation. We have allowed ourselves to be colonized by our own vacuous overculture. Mass civilization has created a derivative, barbaric, solid-state wasteland challenged only by scattered pockets of friendship and fantasy. In this neo-medieval wilderness, the microclimate, which can only be identified by myopic observation and reconstruction of habitat, may be the last safe castle. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early fall. In the meantime, define your own space and forge your own path.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.